Today's daf is daf Vav, the second row. We're up to the fourth line. Tanya Abba Bin Yomen Omer, Yimalei Nitna Rishut La'ayin Lirot Enko Birya Ya'achol Lamod Yifnei HaMalikim. Yesterday we had two elements that Kriyat Shema Alamita was no gear. One of them is that Yisurin Arba Dilem Yimenu. The other is Shmira Min HaMazikin. Yesterday we spent basically the entire daf on the discussion of Yisurin, and we were marchiv the elements of Yisurin. Today the Gemara continues with the other aspect that was introduced yesterday, which is Mazikin. Says Abba Bin Yomin, again we had the various Maimorim before with Abba Bin Yomin, that if people would be able to see these Mazikin, you would never be able to stand up against them psychologically. Omer Abaye Inu Nefishi Minan V'Kaimelon Kikas L'Ugya. Abaye says there's more of them than there are of us, and they surround us the way the water surrounds the, you know, you make that little, what's the name for it, where you make a furrow around the bottom of a tree and so on, or particularly vines, you let the water sit in there. There's a special name for the round furrow. Okay, but not everybody agrees even that it is a round furrow, so I won't even, but it's a furrow along, Rashi suggests it means along the, area that was plowed out. Most learn that it means the area around the bottom of a geffen. You know, there's a very beautiful Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov has metaphorical explanation of this whole thing. First of all, he says, you notice that it all seems to be talking about, you'll see later on as well, throughout the sugya, there's always a reference to the impact of in Talmidei Chachomim of his mazikim, not general. He says that when it says more than us, it means more than we people in the Beit HaMidrash. So he sees there was once, a movie in which somebody had these glasses that he could see what other people were thinking. It totally drove him crazy. Like, what were they thinking about him when he was... So he learns that that's the meaning of the mazikin. But people repress all kinds of horrific emotions. They put on this little... game of everybody's friendly and we're learning together and it's all very nice. If people could see the mazikim that are being generated by the interactions that aren't coming to the surface, they'd probably drop dead on the spot and so on. But it goes through the whole sugya like that, with various remos and fish. It's very cute. And Rav Huna Omar, Kol Chad V'Chad Binan, Alpha Mismalei, Ravava Mimine. Each one of us, again, has 1,000 to his left hand, 10,000 to his right hand. Of course, the Mavuz is on the posik of Shir Shal Pagoyim. Omar Rava, Hai Duch Kadavi. Have you ever noticed when you go into the room for a shir, that it's always very crowded, even though nobody shows up to the shir? That's them! There's got to be an explanation for that. And you know, the other thing is that the Hani Birche de Shali, you notice that you ever like get really tired as if you've been standing all day and your feet are weak? That's because they're leaning on you all the time, you see. You ever notice that yeshiva bochrim suits always look like they've been rubbed against and shiny and they never, you know, like they're very old and so on? That's because these guys rub against them all the time, you know? So, hi mani derabbanan de balam yichuf yedid hudan. It's all coming from the rubbing against these invisible mazikim. Hani kari de menakva minayo. You always feel like somebody's bumping into you? That's them. Hai man de boyle meida lehu. If you want to just become aware of whether you're under attack, mlaiti kitma nehila, bring some talc, or in their terms, very, very fine dust. V'nahada apurye, put it around your bed. Then in the morning you'll find these footprints. Betzavra chazi bekikari detarnegula. You'll find the footprints that look like little chickens. And they've been hopping around. And Haiman debayle mirzino, if you actually want to see such things, like your shayata de shunrata uchmata bat uchmata buchrata bat buchrata. Boy, Macbeth would love this one. Take now the shilya, take the afterbirth of a black cat. Who is the daughter of a black cat, both of which are firstborns, burn it up in fire, likle benura, lishachke, rub it into a powder, velimle enamine, and apply liberally to your eyes. Vechazilo, boy, will you see it. Veleshadia begupta de parzla, but make sure that you put the rest of the powder inside of a steel container. Velichtme begushpanka de parzla, and then seal it with a metal seal, because bazikim don't have rishus to take things that are sealed up. Because if you don't seal it up, dilma ganvim, and they could take the stuff from you, and then they could look at you. That would be awful. Velachtam pume, also make sure that you seal the opening to this cylinder. Because this could be very damaging to you. Rabibi Barabai, Ovadok Rabibi Barabai tried that. Chaza, well, he saw what he wanted to solve, Itzek, but he went bananas from it. So, Bo Rabbanan Rachme Alevi Itzek, Rabbanan were Mavakish Rachme on him, and he was cured. Tani Abba Binyamin Omer, further Mamorim from Abba Binyamin. Ein Tvilator Shel Adam Nishma'at Ela Bebet HaKneset, Shenema Lishmoa El Harina Vela Tvila. What's the connection between Rina and Tvila? Bemakom Rina, Shamte Tvila, the place where people gather together for singing, is the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomea El HaTvila. So that means you should always attempt to be praying in the Beit HaKneset. Omer Ravin Bar Avadam Rav Yitzchak, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matsui BeBeit HaKneset. How do we know that a Beit HaKneset is a place where the Shechina actually is Matsuya? Shene'emar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. Uminayin La'asara Shemitpalalim Sheshchinayim Ahem. And we know that Eida is always derived. So first we take the simple meaning. Ba'adat Kerel would be the place in which there is a concept of Eida. Specifically, an Eida comes from the word for Mo'ed, or Eid. In other words, it's an appointed place. It's not just a group of people. The reference, therefore, is to the Beit HaKneset. In an expanded understanding of the Pasuk, we can also understand that if 10 people are together, wherever they are, the Asara Shemitpalalim Shechinai Mehem Shenehemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adatel. We find also that, unfortunately, from not a very pleasant place, which is the Meraglim, but that becomes the mocker for the Din of the Minyan. Ad Matay La'idah Ra'ah. So Ad Matay La'idah Ra'ah is the 12 Meraglim minus Kalev and Yoshua. Means that the Ra'ah, those who had been sent, are an Eidah once they're called 10. And here it says, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel. So that means that 10 people that come for the purpose of Kel, in other words, for the purpose of Tevilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Shekhinah to be with them. How do we know that if even 3 people are sitting now in a Beit Din, that the Shekhinah there also comes? Elohim Yishpot. And Elohim is always a lotion of Beit Din. How do we know even 2 people that are there together, sitting and learning together, that the Shekhinah is with them? Shenemar az nidabru yirei Hashem ish or nidabru yirei Hashem ish reyehu vayakshev Hashem vayishma. So we see that when you have yirei Hashem ish reyehu is only 2 people, and when they're speaking to each other in terms of the yirat Hashem, they're speaking in Divrei Torah. So then vayakshev Hashem vayishma, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears them vayikatev b'sefer zikaron lefanav. We'll see that that's important later on. Continues on the pasuk. What is the sefer zikaron? What is the meaning of Choshvei Shemo? I mean, if you say Yirei Hashem, isn't that sufficient? Omer Ravashi, no, this means literally Choshvei, in other words, planners. Somebody, Chisheva, I mean, just was thinking, Chashav Adam Lasot Mitzvah. He had plans to do a mitzvah and was unable to do it. Not to any fault of his own. V'ne'enas v'lo asa'a. Ma'aleh alav ha'katuv k'ilu asa'a. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that person's mitzvah into consideration, even though he was only a choshvei, even though he only thought about it. And minayin afilu echad, sheyoshev osek batorah sheshchinah imo, shneemar b'chol makom asher askir et shemi, wherever there is a place that people will be maskir, my shame, in terms of my mitzvahs and my Torah, avoy lach l'verachticha. So now we want to understand this. V'chimiachad afilu chad. Once we've proven that the Shekhinah is present even with a single individual, what's the point of bringing the Raya from us in Nidbaru? I mean, it's certainly not going to go away just because there's 2. So what is added with the Ozan Nidbaru Ish, where we have other Ishes Reyehu? So Afilu B'chad, Shremi Boy, is there any Chiddush in the 2? There is indeed. Because by 2, you'll notice that the Pasuk continues on to say that Vayishma Vayikatev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav. So when there's two, Michatfan Milayo B'Sefer HaZikronot, then the Sefer HaZikaron is written with their words. Mashen Kein. When there's only one, Chad Lo Michtavan Milayo B'Sefer HaZikronot, the words of that individual is not written in the Sefer HaZikaron. It's a very beautiful, from Nishbitzer, but the Tzidkas HaTzadik brings a number of his Svarim, Reb Tzadik brings the idea that the Sefer HaZikronot that's mentioned over here is actually the human mind. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's book of memories, or the memories inscribed, so to speak, in human intelligence through the ages. So if you have two people that are being osek one with the other, then that becomes something that is memorable. It's memorable for them. Because of that, it becomes now imprinted upon the history of Bria, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sefer Zikaron. An individual that just happens to be thinking about something generally is not imprinted. It doesn't have that kind of impact on him. It's interesting, but it sounds like the Dafka, the words of, you know, someone like Ishbitz, but the Meiri basically says the same thing. That he sees the Sefer HaZikaron as something which makes an impact on a person's mind.
Hard disk and a floppy disk.
A what?
It's like a hard disk and a floppy disk.
There's still floppy disks? Yeah, they don't last very long, you're right. It's true. So, if we have even a Shekhin appearing for two, what's the point of telling me the Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat, the idea Bechlal of Bezdin, which is the Beker of Elohim Yishpot, the continuation of that. So, Tzlatami Boy, says the Gemara, yes, because you see, the three people that are sitting for Din are not learning. They're paskening. Now, I might have thought that the concept of a Beit Din paskening is like Shalma B'Yalma. It's a nice thing. It's bringing peace to the world, but it's not the Asik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah directly. V'lo At Yashkin, that's more of a social thing. In other words, society requires Beit Din. The person is paskening Al Pi Torah, but there's no room for the Shekhinah there. Kamashvam, that there's a special concept of the Din, which is a type of Torah where the Shekhinah appears. The Dinanami Hainu Torah. Okay, but if even three people are enough to bring the Shekhinah, even just sitting for Din, so why do I need a Raya that 10 people that got together for Tefillah and so on, that they have the Shekhinah? So Asara mi boy, Asara kadma Shekhinah va'atya, Tzlata adayatme, where there's 10 people that are Kavua and Amokom, the Shekhinah comes before they begin. Whereas with there's only three people, or 3 to 10, then only when they start now their Asik, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. But he's not there before they begin. Omer Rabbamim Baravad Omer Yitzchak, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. How do we know that God wears tefillin? Shinama Nishba Hashem Bimino Bizro Uzo. So when we say that the Shekhinah Kevayachos swears with his right hand, and the Zroa Uzo. What is Zroa Uzo as opposed to Yemino? So Yemino refers to Torah. Shemer Mimino, Ejdat Lamo. So you see, Yemin is a reference to Ejdat, which is Torah. Bezroa Uzo has to be a reference to Tefillin. Shenema Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain. And we know that Oz, Minayin Shatfilin Oz Em Yisrael. Dichtiv Ra'u Kol Amei Haaretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha V'Yiru Mimeka. That you see, and Tani Rebbe Elazar got a lomer of tefillin shebarosh. You see that the tefillin is something in which even the Amei Olam can see the Shem Hashem that is upon a Jew, and they'll have a certain fear. It's an interesting comment by the Chafetz Chaim in one of his Sforim, which was very nugget at the time. It was every time you walk down the street and somebody makes some comment like dirty Jew, you know, Jid or something. He says, you have to look into your heart because clearly the Shem Hashem is not Nikra Alecha. Because if it were, they wouldn't have the chutzpah to do such a thing. They're not seeing you really as a Ben Yisrael with the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. And that we see, because otherwise there is a concept of Hashem Hazem Oyite, which is Kol Amei Haaretz. In any event, it's clear that oz is a reference to something that is visible, makes an impact upon people when it comes to the oz of a person. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using the same word in terms of himself and his shavua, it's got to be that he has something equivalent to that. Omalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Ovin. I thought I said that. But Tani Rav Eliezer Agadol Omer Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. The reference to the Ra'u Kol Amei Haaretz are Tefillin Shebarosh, because that's something that's visible. Says the Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Ovin. Hani Tefillin Demorei Alma Mai Kativu. I mean, we understand that in our tefillin, they're written things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisroel, Vayim Shamoa, the, you know, Dinam Bukhor, wherever we find a concept of Zikoro and Ot. Okay, that makes sense for us. It doesn't make sense for him to be wearing tefillin that have those parshias in it, right? I mean, what would be the point? He's the mocker. Why would he wear tefillin? So what would be the equivalent type of parasha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Well, I mean, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he has in his tefillin Mitamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. I mean, if we're going to talk about his achdut, he'll talk about our achdut, right? So he speaks of us as a Goy Echad Miyuchad.
Look,
in Chagiga,
there's sukim that suggests how when we're Mechad Hashem, he's Mechad.
Yeah, we're going to bring the same sukim. Yeah. Umi mishtabeach kutsu bricho b'shvachayu b'Yisrael. Isn't that a little bit of a stretch? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtabeach now in the shevach of Yisrael, the way we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. I mean, that sounds a little bit too anthropomorphical. Indeed, it's true, he does, dechsiv. Et Hashem e'amar, et Hashem v'Hashem e'emircha ayom. So that was, what's Hashem e'amar ayom? Amar lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam. Look, you were goring me that I should be known throughout the world as a singular entity. And I am going to do the same for you. So we see that there's indeed a yachas of similar, since the tefillin are basically the expression of the connection between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows for the process of tefillah and bakasha. So it works in both directions. He says the Gemara, Omer le Rav Acha, Brei de Rav le Rav Ashi. Okay, that's one pasuk. What are you going to do with the rest? I mean, that's Bechad Beta, there's four batim. We darshan the Zera Uzo is a reference to tefillin Shebarosh. It's from Shabarosh, you've got four different batim, you can't put the same parsh in every bite. If you're going to tell me we're talking about Tefillin Shoyah, then you could say, okay, that's all there is. But where are you going to fill up the other batim one? So that's Bechad Beta, Bishar Batimai. What are you going, which pasuk are you going to have in the other batim of the Tefillin? Omar Lay, well, you have Kimi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Krovim Elav, and you have Umi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim. And then you have Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikomocha Amnoshav Hashem. And then you have Ol Anisa Elohim, Lavo Lakachat Logoy Mikerav Goy. And then you have Letitcha Elyona Kol Logoyim. Hey, wait a minute here. You have an official Utuvi, but you got too many, now you got too many psukim. I mean, I just asked you to fill up the four batim. You're giving me too many psukim here. Ela, Ki Mi Goy Gadol, Umi Goy Gadol. Which actually is one pasuk after the other. They're also Danya Nadarim, and the idea over here is Gadol, as opposed to Echad. Okay, so you have one bayit that talks about the Achdut of Yisrael. You have one bayit that talks about the Gadol of Yisrael. Both of those psukim go together. That's Bechad Beta. Ashrecha Yisrael. Mikamcha Yisrael. That's also one concept of the unique phrase, the Shevach of Yisrael. Okay, that's also Bechad Beta. And then, Hanisa Elohim Lakachat, and the idea of letitcha elyon al kol hagoyim. That too is a single concept, isn't it? The relationship of Yisrael to Umas Olam, the separation, the aliyah of Yisrael over the other Umas, that's all one idea. So we have, I'm trying to record, you can't keep doing that. What am I going to do?
Sorry.
Every time you do it, I can choke you. That would probably bring about some kind of reaction.
Give him the Nezikin glasses.
You can adjust them, that's it, that'll do it. We have a built-in adjuster here. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, you'll never cough again. I won't tell you why. we could have the president start bringing you tea. In any event, we have four batim now. So one of our batim is the Achdus of Yisrael, which is Keneged Shema Yisrael. The other one of the batim we had was talking about the Godless of Yisrael. So it's both Migoy Gadol and Ki Migoy Gadol and Migoy Gadol. The other one is the praise of Yisrael, such Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikomofa Yisrael. And the other is the distinction of Yisrael from the Umas Olam, which is Lovo Lakachat Lo Goy Mikerev Goy, and the idea of Letitcha Yon Al Kol HaGoyim, both of those are the same idea. And so we have here four batim, Keneged the four batim on our tefillin. Now these parashot are also all Kuluk Tivi Be'adare. All of them are written on the Tefillah Shoyad as well, so even though that's all in one bayit, but these, just like in our Tefillin, we have all of the separate batim written in one bayit on the Shoyad, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is the Tefillin Shoyad? Omer Rav Amin v'Rav Adam Reb Yitzchak, Kol haragil lavo lebeit ha-kneset, velo ba yom echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo. Somebody who regularly comes to davening in shul, and then he doesn't show up one day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to know where he is. Shenema mi bachem yirei Hashem shomea bekol avdo. Where is this guy? Asher halach hashechim. Has he gone wandering off into the darkness? Vein ogalo. There's no light that's going to shine on a guy like that. Meaning, if he went to darkness, it says ein ogalo. But mashma that im ledvar mitzvah halach. He didn't go to darkness. He went in order to do a mitzvah. So then no galo, then it's mashbarari. He will still have siyata d'shmaya. V'im ledvar ha-reshut halach, however, if he went to chashechim, then ain no galo. Why ain no galo? He had an important meeting. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Well, he's going to miss his meeting. Because, continues the pasuk, yiftach b'shem Hashem, v'shein b'elohav, he should have had bitachon. Mishum d'havi le'liftach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. So how can he go now? First he'll go to his meeting, then he'll daven, and he'll come to shul. He should have had bitachon, gone to shul, and figured he'd make the meeting later, not the end of the world. There's very interesting shailas nogein lahalacha over here. Because it says over here that if he went not to chashechim, then no gala. So what does that mean? There's a whole shaila. Suppose a person, before I even begin, you notice this is only said on somebody who always shows up to shul. As usual, Richie, I mean, it's the old thing. Once you put yourself into a situation, then you get yourself into trouble. Yeah, it's better just to stay out of trouble. Then they don't notice you. So it says, only somebody comes to show. Would you have to start up now already? Zachary Sparkle starts noticing you, you know. Anybody who wants to stay on the side, better stay on the side. But I mean, that indeed, that is a very important element. In other words, because basically what it means over here, a person is koveya himself in a certain avodah that comes to define him. And he's now in a higher darga. This is the type of person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know about. So it's going to be mashilo. If a normal guy misses something, it doesn't, you know, it's anyway, here today, gone tomorrow type of fellow. But if somebody was koveya himself, then God is interested. Wait a minute. That guy's a friend. I mean, where is he today? How come he doesn't show up? So in Okinami, we know that Sivivav Nisara Ma'od, the closer that one gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more trouble he's in, because there's higher demands, but, you know, I mean, that's the price of progress. So that's the first point that needs to be made. But now the shaila is like this. Such a person clearly has a chiyuv to be there, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking. Are we talking about now the chiyuv of tefillah qua tefillah, or is this begetter a neder? In other words, since I'm always kaveya myself in tefillah, so if I don't show up, besides the chiyuv of davening in the Beit HaKnesset, which is a question of whether that's an absolute chiyuv or it's a good thing to do, as the Shulchan Aruch brings, lo'olam yishtadel adam lispalem imen. Okay. So the question is, if I was koveya, now I have a chiyuv of a neder. If I have a chiyuv of a neder, the question is, how can I go away to something else? This became a whole shaila among the achronim. Suppose somebody has something that he was done, that he did all the time, you know, so it's begetter and neder. And now he wants to be mavatal his hanhoga teva for purposes of a mitzvah. So instead of, let's say, daven vatikun, you know, all the time vatikun, he used to daven. Now they're making a new minyan, and then he's the tenth guy, and they need a guy to come to the new minyan. So he says, okay, look, let's aruch a mitzvah, you know, I'll give up on davening and vatikin. You know, assuming he should do such a thing. So the question is, does he need heter nedarim? As if that hakpada on the sugya over here was because of neder, which is the assumption, then how come it says if he left, no galon? It didn't say, I mean, obviously he wasn't matir neder. If he'd been matir neder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be wondering what happened to him, right? Because that would be part of his kviyut. So the Netziv actually brings a raya from your halacha l'maisa that you do not need hatarat nedarim for going off for a dvar mitzvah, even though you apparently had a hanoga that was three times or more, that was koveyat as a chiyah for you. But many of the achronim are cholik on this. And actually, there's a Magen Avraham that in general, a one-time departure from a hanoga doesn't require hatarat nedarim, because it's included in your original Kabbalah. It's not something that's absolute in the sense if you have a mitzvah to go to, okay, but I understand I'm going to go to that mitzvah. I have to go to a minyan for novel or something. It means I can never go to minyan novel because I always daven for show. So therefore, it wouldn't be a raya the tenor for the Netziv either, because we're not talking about necessarily here somebody who went permanently. The mashmaut is that God saw him yesterday. We'll see him tomorrow, and is wondering what happened to him today. So there it says in no galo. Maybe in Okinami. To drop on Hogar permanently, perhaps you do need a Hatarat Nidarim, as some of the other Achronim decided. Omer of Yochanan, Bisha'ash HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba bebeit HaKnesset velo matza bo asara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up to Shul, and he doesn't find 10 people there. Miyadu Kois immediately gets angry. Shenema madua bati veinish, karati veinone. How come I show up? And nobody's here. Now some learn, there's a machlokas over here, how to understand it. Is ve'ein ish that nobody is here? Or ve'ein ish is the tenth man isn't here? Where's the man? That's the thing. That's why they always go around saying, they're tenth. But actually the Zohar, the Rebbe Kivager brings that, no, the Zohar says that only nobody is there. If somebody is there, then that person is the man. You know, he's the only one. That's why we find that Rav Elazar used to make sure that he was the first one in Shul. And it's an important nekuda, because the implication is that there's two completely different things involved in coming to Shul. One is the Ishtatvus and the Minyan. But the other is the fact that there's an element of Shechina that's in a Beit Knesset, so there's a Kabbalat Pnei Shechina, which is an entirely different point. So somebody who wants to run, so to speak, to the Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, even he knows there's no minion there yet. He thinks, okay, I'll wait till everybody else comes. I should be the first one. But if there's a minion of being Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, on the contrary, the first one is a much bigger chashivas. Okay, so we have two inyonim then in the Miat Koes. What were you asking?
Well, this was until they made Shtiblach.
Then the Shechina went away anyway, so it's not no game. What were you going to ask?
Earlier we said that since it's a place of Kavuah Ten, the Shechina is already there first, so we just stay on the
pretty. So what are you doing? You're asking a question, you bring a Raya?
No, nothing.
Think it out. No, there's a Tshuvas Arashba on what you're doing. Think it out. You may be asking a question, let's ask the Rajba. Om Rav Chalba, Om Rav Huna. Kala Koveya Makom Netvilato Elohei Abraham Be'ezro. Somebody who has a mokum kavua for his tefillah, then the Lord of Abraham is on his side. So apparently there's an inyan of kviyat makom tefillah that we recognize in Avraham Avinu. The Gemara is going to ask, where do we see that? But the concept of having a mokum kavua implies that there's a certain personal sense of placement and connection. In other words, it's like if you went to a particular beach for a number of years in a row, you know, Lahavdil. You want that particular beach, right? Now, why is there plenty of beach out there? I mean, what's the point of that particular beach? So what happens is a particular chavivus and a sense of connection in which the entire environment becomes part of your activity. So if tefillah is something that is just a thing that you do, then you don't develop that kind of chavivas for the particular place. If there's a sense of, I'm now in my home, which is a mokum of tefillah, and it's this little quarter in the Beit HaKnesset, that makes a person, first there's a certain humbleness that's associated with that, a sense of this is where I belong. And that is something which Avraham Avinu was koveya, and it brings a certain Ezra, a certain Siyata Rishmaya. Uchashabet omrim lo e anav, because it in fact, a person who dies after a life of having a special place in the Beit HaKnesset, people say, where is that anav? Where is that chassid? Mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, and the Shemayim, they relate to him as coming from the same hanhoga of anivas and chassidus as Avram Avinu. And how do we see that? Avram Avinu minolam dekava bakom l'tfila, v'chtiv v'yashkem Avraham baboker, el hamakom asher amachem. Why is that important? It says, hamakom asher amachem et pnei Hashem. It was a place that he had been speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he goes back to that place, and that place which says Amad has to be speaking to HaKadosh, it says, Eina Amida ala Tfila, Shemar Vayamod Pinchas Vayipalel, the idea of Amida in front of Hashem is Tfila, and it means that he apparently held that since he had spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Mokam, that becomes a Mokam that's Meyuchat for him. Omer Rabbi Chalbo, Omer Rav Huna, Hayotzei mi Beit HaKnesset, someone who's going out of a shul, al yapsi apsi agasa, he should not take giant steps, and it shouldn't be running to get out of shul. He should be, you go out, as if you have to go out. Om rabbi lo amr lo lemefak, avol meal mitzvah lemirat. This is only if you're leaving, but going in, there's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar nirdefa ladat et Hashem. Here it says, you should be running, you should be near the fa, of course, doesn't mean literally running, but he's turning it even into a lashon of running. Near the fa means, like we would say in English, driven to something. So you feel as if you're being chased, you're running ahead. And he said, it means literally, you should run ladat Hashem. The obvious question over here is that the Selo Amron Ella doesn't make any sense. The original mimer was, someone who leaves shul shouldn't run. So it's absurd to say, well, that's only if you're leaving. I just said that. I said, someone who leaves shul shouldn't run. I said, and that's only if you're leaving. Thank you. That doesn't make so there are those who learn that the Nakuda over here is, even though there's a halacha that says that a person should be yotzei Beit HaKnesset and nichnas to Beit HaMidrash. So as you would think that the leaving of the shul is, since it's, I'm going now on Aliyah into the Beit HaMidrash. So at that point it would be okay to run. Because he's coming along to say that for the going into the Beit HaMidrash, fine, run. But even under those circumstances, to leave a Beit HaKnesset, one isn't allowed to run, even though one's going to be running as soon as he gets out the door. Omer Rabbi,
running to a shul from the shul.
Oh, that's the next thing, yeah. But you shouldn't run while you're in the shul. But that's it. It's only when you're going out. When you're going in, you're going in and out, to the next thing you're going to be running. Omer Rabbi Zeim Reishkev, Chazinu L'Rabbanu T'Karati L'Pirka B'Shabbata. I used to see guys running on Shabbos from the yeshiva. They would run to get to the drusha in time on Shabbos. And I used to think to myself, yeah, it's disgusting, running on Shabbos like that. Amina kol mechaya rabbanan Shabbata. It's like a chilul Shabbos. In other words, not literally chilul Shabbos, but you're being mechalal, the spirit of Shabbos, doing that. But kiven shamanu l'adar Tanchum Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When I heard Rabbi Tanchum's mimer that he quotes from Yeshua ben Levi, lo'olam yarutz adam medvar l'cha filu b'Shabbat, that he said, on the contrary, when you're going to learn, you should run even on Shabbos. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Achrei Hashem Yelchu Ki Aryeh Yishag. So you should be roaring like a lion. I start running myself. Amar Rabbi Zera, Agur the Pirka Riata. Most people, when they run to hear a shir on Shabbos, don't understand a word of it anyway. They fall asleep. And even if they do understand a word of it, as Rashi says, they don't remember it afterwards. Therefore, they're not going to get the schar of the learning.
Is that only Shabbos? Is that only your shul?
Thank you. So, therefore, what schar do they get? The running, the riata. At least they ran, so okay, they did a mitzvah in running and showing the chavivas for the shir. That's also something. This is really a very serious question, because I mean, there's some that conclude on the basis of this Rashi. Rashi's loshen is that Rubam Einam Mevinim, להעמיד גרסה, ולומר שמועה מפי רבן לאחר זמן שיקבלו שכר לימוד. משמע, if you can't reconstruct afterwards the Torah that you learned about that, then there's no scar in it, which is a terrible indictment. And who remembers anything? Well, I mean, except Mendel with his Chazorah Seder, but most people don't have such a complex Chazorah Seder, so what if they don't remember? So some taina that the point of here is Agra the Pirka, not the Schar Limud. There was, he would have been learning anyway. So he would have been sitting in the Beis HaMidrash learning. Now he's leaving his normal learning. Okay, so the question is, did he get anything about from going to the Bedavka, to the Shir on Shabbos? Did he get something out of that? Not really. What do you get additional? In other words, additional to the learning you would have had otherwise. Since you don't really get anything specific out of it that you remember l'achar zman, and that you get paskin with, and so on, what you get out of that is riatav. It's not to say that there wouldn't be schar stam for learning. It's just not the schar of the pirka. Agra the kala. How about going to the kala drushes, which is just horrific. I mean, that's like going to the siyum on the daf yomi. You know, 20,000 people all in one place, they're pushing, they're shtukting. You're wondering, what am I doing here? So the main schus for that is the crowds. It's the duchka. If you're willing to live through the crowds, that's the biggest schar you'll get out of that. Omar Rava, Agra, the Shmaitza Svora, the biggest schar, here it means that which you'll get the most out of a thing. So the most you'll get out of your learning that you hear over just as a set shear is that which you're able to understand, that you work out for yourself. Omer of Papa Agra de Beitam Yeshtikusa, the ikar schar a person would have in going to a levaya or being by a cemetery is to shut up. Not like some levayas around here. You notice that levayas around here go, you know, cell phones, discussions about the movies and so on, you know, all in the middle of the levaya. And as people think they're being mechabe de meis, you know. Omar Marzutra.
Man, yeah, that we said earlier on that the dafka doma sela doma of being silent, that was dafka the meter of the mace.
Yeah, so now we're saying that. I guess you should be the same way, yeah, the Levi. Omar Marzutra, Agra Tanisa, the greatest scar of the Tainis is the tzedakah. At night, the derech was to give tzedakah, all the aniyim would come in, and they would give tzedakah. That's the height of the day. Omar Pshesha's Agra de Hespeda Deluye, somebody who's going to say a hesped. The ikar thing is to get people to respond emotionally, not to have something very intelligent and deep to say, but rather the main thing is to get people to respond by through the way you're speaking, rather than what you're saying. So deluye means to lift up your voice and then crying and so on. Om Ravashi Agra Devehilule Mile. The best thing you can do at a chasana, if you're going to do something, is to be misameach lechosam mekala. By saying something nice about the chosin to the kala, saying something nice about the kala to the chosin, and so on. Om Ravuna, kolam mitzpalela choreid beit hakneset. Now that we're on the subject here of a mokum miyuchad for tvila, remember we started with the mokum rina sham tei tvila, that the ikar mokum where Hakadosh Baruch Hu responds is in a beit kneset. The nina being koveya mokum the tvila, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's coming early into a beit kneset. And so on. Someone who davens behind the Beit HaKnesset Nikra Rosh. Shenemar Saviv Rishayim Yitalechud. Rishayim, they go around the outside. They're not in the inside. And there's a lot of different pshatim in here. Rashi is very unclear. There's four different approaches to what Rashi means. But there's three possibilities over here. There's more than three possibilities. There's three issues over here. The question of how many of them are involved. A chore beit hakneset in the sense of simply not being in the beit hakneset when everyone is. The other issue is a chore beit hakneset. One way of understanding Rashi is that a chore beit hakneset has you facing the opposite direction, in which case it appears that you believe there's another God. The other element of a chore beit hakneset, the way Rashi has it, the door of the beit hakneset is on the other side of the building where people are davening toward, which is the norm. People are davening, let's say, in places, most places today, are davening towards the east. The door over here might be, one pshat is the door is in the east, and he has his back to the tzibur while he's davening in the correct direction.
If his,
right, there are many shofar.
Yeah, the door is by the Aron Kodesh. So in that case, he's putting his back to the tzibur, as if he's not interested in the tzibur. So the question is those three issues, which of those three issues, or all of those three issues, that makes it into a rasha. Some learn, unless you have all three of those, that's like you're turning your back on the tzibur in terms of where the door is, you're outside of the Beit HaKnesset, and you're facing a different direction. And all of that is necessary to be called a rasha. But some learn even not going into the shul itself, when instead of standing outside and answering Kedusha, you should go inside. Shenamar saviv rishayim yitalechu. Omra bayelo amon edelo mahadar ape lebe knishta. This is only if he isn't at least turning towards the Beit HaKnesset. Again, this would depend. So how are the other people facing when he's turning towards the Beit HaKnesset? Avu mahadar ape lebe knishta. If he's turned towards the Beit HaKnesset and shows that he's makshiv the Beit HaKnesset, letlan ba. And then at least doesn't look like a Russia.
And then it's as if they're all facing him and he's facing them.
So that's the Shaila, what case? And some learn, therefore, that no, of course it would be talking about, that then they would be facing in the same direction. Now, there was once a Maisa, who gavered the Kamatsi, Achore Beit Knishta, Velo Mahara Pela Beit Knishta. It was a guy that was davening and wasn't facing the Beit HaKnesset. Cholaf Elio, so Elio happened to be driving by at the moment, and the Chazi got a look at this guy and didn't like him at all. So he put on one of his projections, which is of an Arab horseman, you know. And Omar like, hey man, Kadubar, what's going on? You think that there's two separate Rishuyas over here? Dubar? Is like you're praying to one God, the guys inside are going to another God. Kami Morak in front of your Lord, Shalab Safsaravakat, they took out his sword and killed the guy. But, you know, it's very fortunate when you've got these different projections. I mean, they never caught him. A minute later, he was in his Jaguar. So is he.
How long
will
it
take
today?
Very
often,
uh-huh.
Or maybe it's
Kippur.
Maybe it's
Kippur.
Maybe it's
Kippur.
Good
question. What we should do is there's so many sugyas over here. There are no Gehla Halacha. It might be Kedai to have a Zman Miyuchad, maybe at the end of the week.
Just not on Shabbos.
No, not on Shabbos, but to just review those things that were, we finished the sugyas at least.
Yeah,
to go to, the what?
The booklet say you got to start at the end.
Not really. I looked at them, it was sort of schwach, very non-committal as these things usually are. So what we could do, I don't know if we have enough time for people. We could do after, we could do Friday morning before our Chazorah, or too much time.
Before the Chazorah would be wonderful.
Would that mean too much time for the Chazorah? I'm asking you, Sergeant. Would you be able to, you'd be able to afford the extra time?
Try.
Okay, so maybe we'll do that. We'll have like a brief 15-minute discussion now for this year. Of those issues that we had completed during the week. All right, good. That's a nice thing. Okay, so Eliyahu got away. Now, meanwhile, we brought up the pasuk, Saviv Rishaim Yitalachu, Kirum Zulut Livnei Adam. We'd like to know what exactly Kirum Zulut means. It's a very strange language. Says Ramachal Vayesu, you know what the meaning of Kirum Zulut Livnei Adam? It's Omar Le Elu Dvarim, that are kirum, meaning they're omdim berumo shel olam. There's a lot of things that are extremely important in life, and people are mezalzelin them. Bnei adam mezalzelin b'hem. So kirum zulut, when the things that are really important are zol, then saviv rishayim italachut. That's when you find everybody walking around being rishayim. That's one pshat. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tavel, which is a very, very important nakuda, because again, we tend to think that the breakdown in values can be limited to a particular thing. In other words, let's say things that are, one of the most important things in the world is, for instance, not talking in the Beit HaKnesset, right? And the talking in the Beit HaKnesset is considered to be, by many, the reason that Kol Yisrael was in Golus for such a long period, and the destruction of the entire relationship that God has brought, etc., etc. Nothing could be a greater zilzul especially b'shas tefila, b'shas kaddish. What bigger zilzal is there when people are saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah? You're saying how did the AT&T do yesterday? And literally, you see this in front of your eyes all the time. So this is kirun zulu, that which is most important becomes totally mizulzal. You think, okay, so we have other things that we're machmer on, you know. So here it's telling you there's no such thing. A system of values that takes something which is valuable and turns it into absolute mincemeat is no longer a system of values. It allows rishayim yit halachus, aviv rishayim yit halachus. Because once you do that, then your system of values is not being derived from the Torah at all. It's whatever you feel comfortable with, that's important, and whatever you feel uncomfortable with, that's unimportant. And lomais, if you think about, what's the word for values in Hebrew? What is the other meaning of the word erechim? Ma'arechet, system. So in Hebrew, there's not two things, system of values. Values are by definition a system, right? So if you destroy the system, you're left with things that can't be values because they don't relate to any interrelated system. So it's trying to give some objective meaning to value, which isn't coming from anywhere. All right. So the pasuk is an extremely powerful pasuk. When do you have rishayim et halachon? Whenever you have kerum zulut livnei adam. Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar d'Amar Tavayu, they said there's another meaning over here, and that is, kivan shenitzarech adam libriot. This is because we understand that this is going on the pasuk earlier, hirkafta enosh l'roshenu. So once a person is in a matzav in which he needs other people, his face turns colors, and this is he's like panav mishtanot kikhrum shenemar. Kirum zulut livnei adam. If a person is dependent on bnei adam, then his face is kirum because it becomes cheap. My kirum, ki osra deimamer of echad yesh bekarchei hayam uchrum shuvo vechivat shechama zorachat mitapech lekama gevanim. This is an incredible bird that you find in the jungle, and as the sun shines on it, you can see it's iridescent, all kinds of colors. Well, the person's embarrassed, he's just red, but if he's dependent on others, he's turning every color under the sun. So he's like kroom. Ravami Ravasi Dharmitavar Kilo Nidon Bishneidinim Eish Umayim. It's as if he goes through, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Shemer Yirkafta Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Be'eish Umayim. If you have a human being on top of your head that's going through fire and water. You should be careful about mincha. We find that Eliyahu's tefila was only answered at the time of mincha. And that shows that this is a special time that a person should be zohir in. The union of mincha is the concept of mincha according to Balei Kabbalah is that in the midst of your hishtadlus or immediately after your work in the day, you come to bring all of that sof kol sof to tefila. Normally, a person gets wrapped up in what he's doing. I think people in general that have a minyan in their workplace, in their office, really feel this very strongly. You're in the middle of like everything but. Dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's this business and that business and figuring out these negotiations and this strategy, and yet you're very much in an artificial reality. And then there's like, it's 1:30 and it's time for Mincha, and everything changes. You go out into a completely different world in which you're davening and recognizing that all of that ishtabas is really only to be seen as part of your dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's something that's very special about that time that comes just as a person, either in the middle or immediately after, so it's mahapich your ishtadlus into the Ratzon Hashem. And why did he say aneni Hashem aneni? What were the two anenis? The simple aneni shiterei eish ben hashamayim. Well, I sort of put my head on the line over here, you know. There better be some fire and we get some action, or I'm in big trouble. But then I need something else. Vaneni shelo yomru maasek shafime. I know what they're thinking out there. I mean, Richie has it all worked out. He probably had, some electric ignition over there. You know, he pushes the ignition.
White smoke.
I got to make sure that they're not all like Bridget. So please put into their hearts not to have these charges about me. Rabbi Yochanan on there? Af b'tfilat arvit. Look, tfilat arvit isn't bad either, you know. Mezes tikon tfilati k'torot lefanecha. Masat kapay mincha t'arev. So you see that there's an inyan of mincha. B'shas, the Arabs were darshaning it. So the minchas orev, erev, evening time. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak says, well, you know, once we're talking about tefillahs being nice, tefillah shacharis isn't bad either. I mean, after tefillah shacharis, shenamar Hashem boker tishma koli, boker aaroch lecha v'atzapeh. There's a different type of tefillah. There's the tefillah of atzapeh, of what one has to look forward to in the day. And aaroch lecha, I just mentioned the word aricha, I've set forth a pattern of what it is that I look forward to today. And that I'm mispallel for, to give me the kayach and the siyata d'shmaya for the rest of the day. No, no, we're saying af. He's just saying af. He didn't say it's the yikar. He said there's a special. In other words, if you're mentioning a special nature of tefillah, like you're saying that there's an inyan of aniyah to tefillah in mincha. Okay, but there's also a special inyan of litzapot in the inyan of shacharis. There's an inyan of a gift, that's an inyan of myrith. So it depends what you're looking for, but there's certainly special elements that are associated with each tefillah.
Does this apply also to shema? I mean, between morning shema.
Not necessarily. That's something that we're going to see more about when we develop the relationship of shema to tefillah, but you can see it coming, you see what's happening here. So we started with kriyat shema, went into kriyat shema l'amita, because the kriyat shema l'amita all of a sudden got into the inyonim of Yisurin in general, and of Mazikin, and then from that started talking about the presence of the Shekhinah, which led us back into the Beit HaKnesset. And now we're in the Beit HaKnesset, and we already have to start talking about the Tefillah in the Beit HaKnesset, all of which we got to through Kriyat Shema L'Amita, which is really strange. And in the end, we're going to, of course, get into the Inyan of Tefillah directly, see how they're associated with Shema. Omer Rav Chaba Omer Rav Huna, another mimer of Rav Chaba Omer Rav Huna, is that kol ane'ene misu'udat chatan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolot. Somebody who goes to a wedding and, you know, he sits down, has his meal, but he doesn't do anything to add to the festivities and isn't misameach v'chasen. So he is over on the five kolot that we have relating to HaKadosh Baruch, which is kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala, then kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakot. So clearly there's some relationship of these kolot to chosam v'kala. V'im misamcho mascharo, omri Rav Yishuv ben Levi, zochel torah shenitna b'chamisha kolot. These kolot are makbil to the kolot on Har Sinai. Because it says there, v'hi b'yom ha-shlishi b'yot ha-boker, v'hi kolot uvrakim, v'anan kaved al ahar, the kol shofar chazak, and then vahi kol shofar, and then v'elohim yadena v'kol. So you have five kolot. Must be that those five kolot are keneged the kol sason v'kol simcha. So if someone is misameach with those kolot, then he's zolcha to those kolot. Wait a minute, but you know, you're making it turn into five by ignoring the six. Because it says, v'akti v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. You didn't include that. No. Those kolot weren't at the time of Matan Torah. Those were the kolot that came before. Otan kolot the kodem Matan Torah havi. That's where Moshe is introducing the union of Kabbalah's Torah. Rabbi Yehu Omer, the schar that he has is ki'ilu hikriv todah. Shenemar, because the pasuk continues that it's after kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakot. It goes on to say, Mevi'im Todah, Beit Hashem, Keshivet Shvut Yaakov, and so on. So that's the schar, is that it's as if he brought a Korban Torah. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak said, well, the pasuk continues. It says, Ki Ashivet Shvut Aretz Kavarishona, which is Mashma Kilu Bana Achat, one of the most popular drushes at Chasen is, of course, is this word, that someone is of Sameh Chatan V'chala, Kilu Bana Achat Michurvot Yerushalayim. That's not just stam, it's a diak in the posik itself, because the posik of kol sason v'kol simcha ends with the words Ki Yashiv et Shvut Haaretz Kavirishona Amar Hashem. So it's mashma that those kolot actually rebuild Eretz Yisrael.
And he's going to show the kachos, the preferred party of the of God, because it's called kach yafet.
You mean because it's called a party? Maybe.
Should we spend a moment on why the wedding is like building?
Are you kidding?
Ah,
come on! Every wedding you go to, you get a speech on that. I should add another speech. Yom Reb Chal v'Om Reb Huda. Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yirat Shamayim Dvarav Nishbaim. If a person has Yirat Shamayim, people hear what he's saying. Shenamar Sof Tavar HaKol Nishma Et Elokim Yirav Et Mitzvotav Shmor. What is the meaning of the end of that pasuk? Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. How does that tie in? Omre Belazer Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh, this individual, is Kol HaAdam. It's Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. An individual has reached this point. The entire universe was created just for this. Everything else is secondary to it. Rabbi Abba Barkana Omer, it's not Bishvil Zeh, it's Shakul Zeh, Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. This person has the same Chashivut as Kol HaAdam. So it's put on the scale, this individual in Kol HaAdam, the Kol HaAdam is Shakul, he's Shakul to everything else. Reb Shimon ben Azai, Ramri le Reb Shimon ben Zeymoner, Kol HaOlam Kulo Lo Niva Ela Litzevet Lezeh. The rest of the world is there in order to provide the necessary accompaniment. It's his staff, so to speak. We use today the word Tzevet for the extended staff. So yeah, there's a whole universe out there, but that's his staff. Really, the only thing that's here is this individual. V'yom Reb Chal v'Om Reb Huna Kol Sheyodea B'Chaveru Shehu Ragil Yiten Lo Shalom Yagdim Lo Shalom. Someone who knows that his friend is interested in greeting him should be the first to greet. Shinemar Bakei Shalom V'Rodfeu. Chase Shalom. So you should be the one to offer it, not wait to respond. V'im Natan Lo V'Lo Yitzir. If you say Shalom to someone and he doesn't respond, the person who doesn't respond is a gazlan, is Nikra gazlan. What did he steal from you? He stole from you your emotions, your commitment to put your... Basically, you made yourself vulnerable. You said, good morning. It's like sticking out a hand. If the person shuns your hand, you didn't have to do anything. So then you wouldn't have put yourself in a situation in which you would have been vulnerable. You made yourself vulnerable to the other person. If he doesn't respond to that, he's stealing from you. It's a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. Shenemar v'atem biartem hakerem, gzeilat ani bibeteichem. What do you mean gzeilat ani? I mean, the people don't go to steal from the poor. They don't have anything to steal. I mean, they got a 20-year-old TV. That's something worth stealing. Well, what does an ani have to steal? The only thing he has to steal that's worthwhile is his heart. So a person, what he's offering you is himself. He's saying good morning. You don't return good morning, you stole all he's got. That's beautiful, huh? Okay, Rabbi. Thank you.